listening to the Cornerstone Church Weekly Podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.com.
My heart is joined with John Lorton, and I'll tell you why. John is a storyteller, and I come from a family of storytellers, and I am a storyteller. And oh, by the way, Jesus Christ was a storyteller too. And so I asked John one day after he spoke, I said, "Well, John," I said, "did you have a sermon all written out?" He goes, "Oh yeah." He says, "But I never get to share them." He says, "I don't know what I'm going to say until I walk up here." So we're going to get a surprise as well as John today. And God's going to put a word in his heart that he's going to share with us, and we're going to hear the voice of God. Come, John, and share with the congregation.
Well, praise God. I feel the fire of God in this place. Let me tell you what, he's coming for a church on fire. He's coming for a church that's ready and a church that's hungry. You know, I was sitting there. I have three sections I'm going to preach on. Now I don't know what I'm going to do, because the fire came down and changed my mind, changed my heart and my spirit. And I want to say unto you, God showed me this morning there's a river flowing through this place. He has shown to me that if you'll get into that river, he will revolutionize you and change your life and put fire in you that's been shut up in your bone too long. Hallelujah. We need to get loose. We need to get free. Let's give Jesus a good hand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what. I don't know what it's going to be like when I get to heaven, but I think you're going to see me shouting and dancing. But I'm not going to wait till I get to heaven. I'm going to shout and dance down here right now. Hallelujah. Yes. This is what the Lord wants us to do, is get excited. Hallelujah. The Lord has put an anointing and evangelistic spirit on me. Did I say spirit? Spirit on me. And he's using me to stir up the knowledge that the church has and set it on fire. Sometimes we have that knowledge, we just sit there and don't do nothing with it. But when the fire gets into that knowledge, into your heart, and sets it ablaze, hallelujah, I'll tell you what, you won't be the same anymore. You know, the presence of God is so strong in this place that I tell you what, when we leave here, woe to the restaurant that we go. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How many came to bring the presence of the Lord here? Hallelujah. 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 You know, God, Sister Ann got up here and the Lord really moved. Dave got up here and inspired my heart. Now I only have a high school education. I haven't been to Bible college. I do have some knowledge. It's called neology. Hallelujah, where you get your knowledge from the Lord. Weeping and crying and on your knees and praying and listening to the voice of the Lord. Praise God. God is on the move. And I'm not letting a cold church hold me down. I tell you what, whom the Son sets free, they're free. And he freed me of alcohol, three packs of cigarettes a day when I was 28 years old. Hallelujah. He filled me with his power and with his love. Glory to God. Then when the devil comes in like a flood, Jesus raises his standard, his blood, his word. Hallelujah. I tell you what, we're going to put him in his place today. Is that all right? He hates the church. He hates your praise. He hates your song. But I tell you what, oh, glory to God. When he corners me, I'm like a mother bear with cubs. Hallelujah. I'm coming out fighting. I'm coming out praising. I'm coming out dancing. I'm coming out shouting. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but my Savior lives in me and he's alive. He puts a spring in my walk and a smile on my face. Hallelujah. And the devil's tried to wipe it off for years, but he's not going to do it. Hallelujah. I don't know what I'm going to do. I got three messages. I don't know what I'm going to do, Lord. And there's people in here that have a need. There's people in here that need direction. And I believe the Lord's going to give us direction today. So the Bible says he confirms his word with signs following. Some of you need a sign. Some of you need a word. Some of you need healing. Some of you, sad to say, need deliverance. That secret sensitive, that secret sin. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, it got quiet in here. There's no more praise. There's no more shouting. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know who I'm talking to. Well, there's three fingers pointing back at me as I point to you. Hallelujah. I'm not perfect. Neither are you. There's only one perfect. His name's Jesus. The Lord showed me. I don't think it's in here, but it's over the internet. There's someone contemplating suicide. You lost your family. You lost your job. You turned to alcohol and drugs. And God said he's going to set you free. He's going to set you free. He's going to break that chain off you if you're here or on internet. He's going to break that chain off you right now if you let him. Hallelujah. You've been trying drugs, trying alcohol, trying everything else. But the Lord says, try Jesus. He stands at your door knocking. Hallelujah. Can you hear him? Hallelujah. One day, the Lord came to me. He was knocking on my heart. And he'd go like this. Then he'd go like this. Then he'd go like this. Oh, the third time he did it. Like Peter, lovest thou me? Yeah, Lord. Lovest thou me? Yeah, Lord. Love us out of me. Yeah, Lord, you know I love you. Hallelujah. That's me. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many is ready for a move of God's Spirit in these last days? I know you don't like dry preaching. I'm shaking with the power of God. I want to say something before I go on. There's a revival downtown, and I'm kind of involved in it a little bit. It's in the Full Gospel Mission. The people that we say, those people that are walking the street, their hair's not combed, there are holes in their pants. And we look at them and we say, thank God I'm not there. But I've been allowed to go down there and preach every week when I can to the Full Gospel Mission. Hallelujah. And they're getting saved. Every week, Charlie is leading people to the Lord every week. But the greatest thing Charlie is doing, he's discipling them 5 days a week. Hallelujah. So there's revival going on down there. And when I get down there and start preaching, I tell you what, some of them have got more fire than I see in the churches. Hallelujah. You see, when you're forgiven much, you love much. I love the Lord so much. Hallelujah. Because he delivered me from alcohol. He delivered me from lust and drinking. Hallelujah. And I'm free and I'm not ashamed of him. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed to raise my hand. I'm not ashamed to shout. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I do funny things at church. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Okay, let me put my glasses on. We're going to go to the Word just for a minute. Hallelujah. How many know he's coming for a bride that's spotless and a bride that's ready. Being John said that, I'm going to back up and go in another place. Storytelling. Oh, hallelujah. I got so many stories, I can write a book on stories. My wife was so tired of my stories. Why are you preaching on that story? I said, Jesus preached on them all the time. And this one is about Peter. I like Peter because we got something in common. Peter was a fisherman. And in the early 70s, my profession was a commercial fisherman. And I fished. And I fished all night and didn't get no fishes. True story. The Willapaw River, Columbia River. And I fished one time and almost sunk the boat. And I loved those fish. I loved those fish. When they would come over the reel, come over the deck, and flop on the floor, I loved them. I wanted to hug them. They were so beautiful. Pretty soon you're going to get what I mean. Peter had the same problem. He loved the fish. Hallelujah. I remember one time I took my little brother out on the Willapaw. We fished for 12 hours. And we didn't get no fish. And Hess, I said, Hess, we're going to make one more drift. He says, you're crazy. What are you doing? We're not getting no fish. We made our last drift, and we caught one, and it was blind. See, my net was too big, and they could see it underwater. See, the reason why Jesus chose Peter, because Peter wasn't lazy. The Lord knew when he transformed Peter into his servant, he had a man that was going to be on fire. He was going to preach. He didn't care what anyone said. He was going to do what the Lord said. He called him. And one time they were fishing, and they weren't getting anything. And the Lord says, Peter, put the net on the other side. And they threw the net on the other side, and the net almost broke. Well, one time I was fishing, and I thought I heard the voice of the Lord, so I threw the net on the other side, and it come up empty. So that didn't work. It worked for Peter, but it didn't work for me. So Peter was in love with the fish. And so as we see in the Bible, as they came to the shore, and Jesus said, give me some fish. So they began to cook fish. But here's what Jesus said that really got my attention. He says, Simon, Jonah, do you love these more than me? What is that? The fish. Do you love the world more than me? Do you love this more than me? Do you love your phone more than me? Uh-oh. Do you love the internet more than me? Do you love money more than me? Do you love your job? Do you love your wife more than me? He asked Jonah, he asked Peter, do you love these more than me? He was talking about the fish. He got Peter's attention. What does it take to get our attention? And he says, you know I love you, Lord. And he says, feed my lambs. He said it to him a second time. Do you love me? And Peter says, yes. He says, feed my sheep. So Jesus looked Peter in the eye. How would you like Jesus to come down and look you personally in the eye and say, do you love me more than the world? What would you say? Yes, I love you more. I love you more, Peter said. And he said, tend my sheep. He said it three times. Now I want to go over to Matthew chapter 16. Everyone knows this scripture, this portion. We've heard it quoted here before. Praise God. It's about Peter. Hallelujah. Verse 13, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, who do men say that I am? Who do men say that I am? Then they some said, you're the John the Baptist, Elijah, and Jeremiah, one of the prophets. Verse 15, but who do you say that I am? We're going to be asked that question one day. Maybe we are now. Who do you say that I am? There's people that know about Jesus. There's people that heard about Jesus. There are people in churches that heard about Jesus, but they don't know who he is because they're not born again. They think they're saved, but they're not saved. I'm not talking about this church. Everyone in here is saved, I believe, and on fire for God. Amen. The fire of God's in this place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then he said to Peter, or Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Here's Peter, the fisherman that loved fish and loved fishing. He had a revelation. And those around him really didn't have one like Peter had. He had a revelation. He says, "You are the Christ." Those are powerful words. Christ means anointed one. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And answered him and said, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven." Blessed are you, Dave. Blessed are you, Brenda. Don't look at me like that. Hallelujah. "For the Father and in heaven has revealed the word of knowledge," when she speaks it, that's revealed from heavenly, called revelation. We need more revelation. Hallelujah. He says, "I will give you to the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven." I'm going to go ahead and move to Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 in closing. There'll be about 10 of those. My wife, at one time, preaching at Grace Assembly, fire of God fell, and I got so on fire that I was preaching, and I think I said 60 amens. And the teenagers were sitting on the front seat, and they were counting amens. Didn't hear the thing I preached. They were counting the amens. But I've grown up a little since then. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Okay, chapter 7, verse 24. "Therefore, whosoever hears my sayings and does them, I will liken to him a wise man who built his house upon a rock." Now, I want to say something to you that are not carpenters. Jesus was a carpenter. He knew how to build. He's been getting heaven ready for us for 2,000 years. How many wants to see the home that he's built for you? Well, we're going to see it very soon. Any day, we're going to see it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So he says, "I will liken unto a wise man that built his house upon a rock." I want to say something that you may have never heard before. I don't know. You are a builder. If you're born again, you are a builder. You're not nothing or nobody. We are in the building business. We are building our house. We are building our house on Him. Take care of your house. Read the word. Build your house. Build it up every day. Because Jesus said, watch out, there's a reason that's going to happen to those that don't build and those that don't pray and don't study. Jesus is going to say what's going to happen. Hallelujah. And I'm saying this in urgency and also warning that we need to get off the TV, get off our lame, no, I won't say that, but get off and get into the Word and pray and fellowship. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. I know I'm not a very pleasant preacher, because I learned to say just like it is. And I don't apologize for the word at all. I've had people get mad at me and spit on me and this and that. That's okay. They spit on someone else too, didn't they? And he says, "And the rain descended after they built it. And the rain descended and beat upon that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. The rains descended." Let me tell you what, the enemy comes in like a flood. It's a rain, and it descends. We have people that are being battled by the enemy. When sickness comes and poverty comes, depression comes, the enemy comes in like a flood. But you know something? He can go ahead and come on in. But I'm on that rock because I'm in the building business. I'm in the praying business. I'm in the studying business. Hallelujah. I can't let my guard down for 1 second. He was right there with a target on my back. We wore a shirt here on July 4th. It had a target on my front. The pastor walks up and said, that belongs on your back. Because the devil's got a target for you to get you. And he's got a target for all of us. You give him an inch, he'll become your ruler. You open that door, he'll become your ruler. And I tell you what, the powers of darkness are so strong in these last days. He knows his time is short. It's hard to break the chain. It's hard to break the powers of darkness by yourself. But I've learned to use the word. I've learned to use the blood. I've learned to use the authority Jesus gave me. Hallelujah. I was preaching. I was praying last night. Lord, I'm tired of talking to people. Give me a holy boldness to stand up and not compromise, but preach the word with boldness. Hallelujah. I learned that one when I was a kid when Mama would get after me with the broom. Oh, hallelujah. So we're in the building business. We were up by Port Angeles. We bought a tent. Okay, we're out there and we've opened everything up. Put a piece here and put a piece there. And I'm looking at it and I'm getting confused. What's all this for? Jonathan says, Dad, you're an Indian. You can't even put a tent up. You can't even put a tent up. So I let him do it. He's a quarter Indian. I'm half. So he's a lot better than I am. Oh, I'm not mocking Indians at all because I'm one of them. I can talk like one. Is that all right? But he says, the winds and the rains are blowing on people's lives all over the internet. The winds and the rains are blowing on your life. The floods have come in. We are building a foundation. And it better be a good one. I preached in a church here for 15 years on this harbor that was built on a swamp. And it had big cedar logs underneath it. I found that out. I went in and checked it out. And every time a logging truck would come by, that old building would go like that. And I knew when a truck came by when I was preaching because they'd look at the windows. They were shaking. They built that stupid thing on a swamp. And that church was built in the early 1900s. That thing is 100 years old. Hallelujah. They wanted me to buy it. Sure. I do have more brains than that. About the time I put my first payment in, it was fall over. You know what? We laugh at it, but you know something? It's strange. The first thing that hits you, you fall over. Foundation may not be right. How many's got a strong foundation here? One hand. Two hands, excuse me. Everybody raise your hand. Give the devil a black eye. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall. You know, when someone gets saved and comes to the Lord and gets delivered from the powers of hell and demons cast out, we rejoice a little bit. You know, great, that's great, great. But when someone falls, it gets in the paper, gets in the news, it gets all over the place, and the devil gets the glory. When someone falls, and the reason why they fail, because the devil made them think they're like they are, but they weren't building on their foundation. I don't care who we are or who I am. The winds are going to come and the rains and the demons, they're going to come and blow on your house. And you better be able to stand. It's going to intensify, intensify, intensify. It's going to be overwhelming in these last days. And you look at me and say, well, we'll find out who's going to stand. Hallelujah. But if you're not on that rock, I guarantee you're going over. If you're not on that rock and your roots are not down, I don't care who you are or how well you can sing or preach, you're going down. I know that's pretty tough stuff. Hallelujah. This is for your good. What's the Lord saying here? He's saying, I'm building my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. He's saying that. Hallelujah. And great was that fall. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching. He was different from the scribes and the Pharisees and religious leaders. We have those today all over the place. But there was something about, Pastor Larry DeBlanco that's different. There's something about Ann that's different today that's different. And the other preachers, something different about them. They aren't like these religious folks. Make you feel good and all this stuff. The pastor gets up here and he lays it to us. I mean, he don't care. He's not in it for anything else but getting you ready for what's coming. Because Satan is coming. He's furious. He knows his time is short. He's coming with all the power of hell and demons at the church that he can. Now, I tell you what, it's not this building. He's coming after you. You are building. You are the house. You are the house. I am the house. And I'm going to take care of this house. And I'm going to build it up. And when he comes in like a flood, hallelujah, I'm going to look at him and say, what do you think you're doing in the name of Jesus? Get out of here. You don't belong in this house. Get out in the name of Jesus. He don't like that kind of language. Would you please go, Satan? Oh, pretty please get out of here. Oh, leave me alone. I'm depressed. Please go. Oh, he loves to hear that. But when you raise your voice and say, Satan, I've had enough of you. I command you in the name of Jesus. Get out of my life. Get out of my marriage. Get out of my job. Get out of my house. Hallelujah. Raise your voice. Hallelujah. Raise it up. Hallelujah. Stop being a wimp. Stop being afraid. When I first came to the Lord, they came to me because I was doing a prayer meeting and they said I didn't know what I was doing. And there was a young lady, she was married. We were in a circle praying in the house. She walks up to me, what are you doing? We never did pray for people in this. We just come to have fun and have prayer meeting. So I put my hand out there. She's on the floor, she's gone. That's the first time I experienced the power of God. Would you come to a lady's house in Long Beach? She's demon-possessed. I said, whoa, oh my goodness, I don't know about this. I've never dealt with the devil. I've never cast the devil out, but I don't know about this. So we went fasting. Me and a brother went towards Long Beach, Washington. We got out of the car. We got on our knees. And we start speaking in tongues and praying. We didn't care who was watching. Traffic was all over the place. We got to her house. She was the nicest woman you ever want to meet. I said, why did they bring us here? She knew God, loved God. She was a musician. Why did you bring her here? Why did you bring us here? And she says, John, by the way, why are you guys here? And she spoke up and says, they said I had a demon. I said, what? So she gets up and walks to me, the most pleasant person you ever want to see, like a lot of you. I'm not saying you're demon possessed. She walked up to me and said, that's never happened. My hair split. I thought I wanted to run. But I remember what Jesus said in Mark 16. Ye shall cast out devils. So I put my hand up there and said, come out of her in the name of Jesus. 2 years old in the Lord. 50 years ago. She hit the floor growling and stuff coming out of her mouth and all that stuff. She got up. She was in her right mind. She became one of our song leaders in Deep River, Washington in the church. Listen, get on fire. They'll come to you. If you're dead, they'll stay away from you. But if you pray and got the power of God, they're going to come to you. And God has given you the goods, the authority to pray for the sick, cast out devils. Can you say amen? I'm just saying this to the church. I'm saying this to the church. Wake up. Smell the coffee. The only one I heard in is this little baby said amen. Well, this wasn't supposed to happen. You are the builder. Your house is your life. Everybody sees your house. Your house speaks. It acts. You can't hide anything from the public. We are his house. And I don't know about you, but mine's not complete yet. I'm still working on it. My wife says, take out the garbage. Oh, man. Or someone slams their brakes on in front of me. How many's ever had that happen? Did you say, praise the Lord? No. Don't tell me what you said. It's all right. Oh, glory to God. I'm almost done again. What was I saying? I forgot what I was saying. We have the authority. This is what I see and feel God doing here today. You know what we are as a church? We're a bunch of oil slicks. We've been anointed. Prophesied over. You know, it ain't, you know why? Because it's conditional. If you don't walk in it, it's no good. It's conditional. You say, well, I never get healed. Matthew 7 says, keep asking, keep knocking, keep on until you get healed. I had cancer. I didn't get healed right away, but I kept asking. And you know something? The reason why I'm saying it now, because I'm healed. But when I wasn't healed, I didn't say I had cancer. If I don't have the victory, I don't open my mouth, let the devil know I don't have victory. Sometimes it's hard to say, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes it's hard. We come in here Sunday morning. Sometimes I feel it. People are struggling. What's that behind me? Sounds good. Give her a good hand. It sounds good. She's telling me something. It's time to shut up. I'll get you later. No, oh, no. The season. You know, the fire of God is in this place. Mom. I'm a witness to it. I feel it. I'm burning up with the power of God. And I want that fire to get out of my bones. I want it to get out of your bones. Hallelujah. And I want every chain to be broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chain of fear of witnessing. chain of negative talking, chain of depression, chain of discouragement. People, the reason why they don't get healed is because they're sick in their spirit. They're unforgiveness and all this kind of stuff. We need to get delivered right now today, hallelujah, and walk out of here in the power of God changed. Hallelujah. I'd like everyone to stand to your feet. I know you've been standing for a long time. I want us to lift our hands in the midst of the storm. I want us to lift our hands. Oh, it was storming. The boat was capsizing. Oh, the disciples were in that boat. But they looked out and they saw Jesus. Everyone that thought it was a ghost, but Jesus, but Peter. When Peter saw Jesus, he not only danced, but he got out of the boat and he walked on the water. It's some time for some of you to get out of the boat and drop the world and drop the past and drop the negative and get on fire for God. Hallelujah. Get out there and win souls. Hallelujah. Get out there and win souls. Hallelujah. Get out there and win souls. Quit crying and weeping and moaning and complaining. And you want a revival? You want a revival?
Yeah.
I'm telling you a little bit how it's going to happen. Hallelujah. We need to get out of the flesh. We need to get out of the past. And we need to see Jesus again. He's in this place. Man, I feel him. I feel him. I feel him. He's in this place. Oh, pick up your cross and follow me, told Peter. Drop the fish. Pick up your cross and follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men and not fish. Hallelujah. That's why they fished all night and caught nothing. He was trying to bring him a point. Jesus bless this young lady. Bless her good, Jesus. Amen. First baby in church I ever heard this said amen in her own way. This is what I feel the Lord wants me to do. I don't have to lay hands on everybody. How many wants it? I mean, how many really wants it? Show your hand to the Lord if you really want it. If you really, really, really want it. Because God appointed this day and this hour and this time that he's going to give you a breakthrough, that he's coming down in this place like never before. Hallelujah. Chains are going to be broken. Attitudes are going to be broken. Unforgiveness is going to be broken. Hallelujah. Works of the flesh are going to be broken. Hallelujah. 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 Pornography, go on. Come on. Oh, you love these things more than me. You love TV more than me. You love this more than me, then you're not worthy of me. But you need to die to all that stuff and come and follow me. Hallelujah, and I'll make you fishers of men. Father, in the name of Jesus, pour out of your spirit right now. Oh, you're not limited to this altar. Pour out of your spirit right now upon everyone under the sound of my voice. A fresh anointing, fresh fire. There it comes, there it comes, there it comes. There it comes, there it comes, there it comes.
You're listening to the Cornerstone Church Weekly Podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.com.